What's going on, all you podcasters? Stone Cold Steve Austin coming at you, reminding you to check out this kick-ass event going down Friday, March the 16th. For those of you who don't know off the top of your head, that's 316. Some numbers that mean a whole damn lot to Stone Cold Steve Austin. What we got going on is the Four Heads Brewery is going to be presenting Citywide Sounds Rock Paper Podcast Edition, and it's going down at the Old Rock House. Right there, you're going to see the Hillary Fitz Band. What? The Cara Louise Band. What? And Nick Gussman. They're going to be performing. Tickets are only $7, and $1 each of those tickets are going to the Citywide Charities. So get off your asses Friday night if you ain't doing nothing and head down to the Old Rock House for some kick-ass rock and roll and little rock paper podcast hosted by my buddy Shane Presley. And that's the bottom line, because I said so.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I am super excited to welcome Freddie D'Angelo Studios to the show. They are now a proud sponsor, and if you don't know Freddie D'Angelo Studios, they are a full-service media production company based out of St. Louis and serving clients worldwide, where if you can dream it, they can create it. Check out FDS all over your social media. You can get involved with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out FreddieDeAngelo.com for all your video and photo needs. If you haven't met Freddie yet, you've probably seen him around shows or seen some of his work online. He's just been doing some amazing things with his camera. So get involved. Check it all out. Again, FreddieDeAngelo.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, I'm Allie Vogler.
And I'm LaPons.
And this is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out with Allie Vogler and LaPons. Welcome to the show, Lou.
Hi there.
This is very cool, very exciting. We got this is kind of first time really getting to hang out in this format. Allie's been on before, and actually, well, twice. You hung out on the Old Souls one that night. That was a good time.
That was funny.
But
I try not to make any noise, but.
But this is my first time getting to meet LaPons, so welcome to the show. This is a lot of fun, and but we got a big show coming up on March 30th. That's why we're here today, trying to get excited about this one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Calling them Mo Mamas, right?
Hashtag Mo Mamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what genius came up with that name. Was it Lisa Houdet, a.k.a. LaPons? I think it might have been...
Probably that.
It was probably I think
her.
So. Not to like toot, I mean, her own horn, but. Alright, I already blew it. 10 seconds in, I blew it.
Are you gonna toot her horn?
Yeah, I think I am. Alright, let's. Alright. I blew it. But yeah, Missouri Mamas, Mo Mamas. Because.
LaPons came up with that.
Yes, but we both wrote songs about.
Mamas?
Mamas. And
true.
Just. The M and
but
the M.
But did
know?
It? I don't even think it came from the songs though, because we were trying
true.
To come up with a name for the show. You know, obviously it was a female thing, and I didn't want it to be like Missouri Ladies or like Girls Night or like, you know, like it's all women. You know, like
yeah.
I think Mama is different, and so we were trying to think about like I was trying to. Make us all like sisters, you know. I was like,
totally.
What you know connects us like as a sisterhood, like a musician sisterhood, sort of. And maybe we'll just focus on that. but then Lisa said Mamas, and it was obvious. And then I was like, and we both have songs about Mamas.
Yeah, it all worked out.
So
very cool.
He's perfect.
Yeah,
that wasn't even the question, but but we got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it happened.
I feel
it was
like
all on Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
So you two will be there along with the Bernie sisters, friends of the show from Columbia, Missouri, and those two are they're quite special. Yeah, they're very talented, and I'm excited to see them. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've never seen them live yet. They've been on the show, and we hung out and talked, and I've seen live videos and things, but I've never seen a performance yet. So I believe.
Me either.
So
I've never
Bernie met sisters.
Them.
Let's do it.
Only
yeah.
seen them online. And
very exciting.
From that, I was blown away. Just not even being in person.
Well, and their EP they put out recently too was just fantastic. Just really impressive for their age and what they're the content they're writing about and everything. It just
they're so driven. They have so many videos. Yep. Just always doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be a great night. So that'll be again March 30th over at Off Broadway, and brought to you by Gaslight. Right.
Gaslight is JB, the owner of Gaslight. He's like it was his idea the whole show.
Yeah.
And he got some cool support on board too, Urban Chestnut and iHeartRadio, I think.
Yeah.
So they're both sponsoring the show.
Nice.
Which is awesome.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, everybody. Thanks for even inviting me to play.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for this.
Me too. Off Broadway is always fun to play.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Don't be.
I'm very nervous.
You're the best.
You know, I was thinking, I was like, this will be my first, well, without a band, this will be, well, this is the debut of the solo stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, you said, I think you said online some of the guys would be playing with you that evening. So this would be kind of, you're putting together kind of a solo band for the night?
Yeah, I'm going to have a backing band. And I had been trying to think of names for the backing band.
This is a whole I'm going to get into this.
I really like the, so-and-so and the so-and-sos, kind of style. So I like AV. I have this like AV
tattoo. Allie and the so-and-sos.
I want it to be AV and the blah, 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 blah. So I have so far AV and the Dirty Details. So that's I'm just sticking with that until something else comes along that I like. And it may not. So AV and the double D's. And the band is awesome. For this show in particular, we have John Lum, one of my favorite drummers in town. and then we have Dan Turner. He's the keyboard player for most of my friends around town. And I actually just met him. I just came into that scene. I feel like I've been in that scene for a while, and then you just keep meeting people. And it's like, well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Totally.
And he's awesome. I've heard him sing too. Jacob Baxter, Jay Bax, is going to be my axe man.
I love that guy.
Oh, my God.
He's the best. So much.
Have
love
you met Jacob
love
Baxter?
You, bud. No.
You haven't? You're going to love him, and he's going to love you too, I promise.
We're great. He's a guy I had seen around for a while, doing a couple different, bands and projects and different stuff, and I finally got to hang out with him on a show and just had the best time. Just the two of us hanging out. He played some live acoustic on the show. Mm-hmm. It was just awesome. Like I had a really great time talking to him. So
he's funny too.
Yeah.
Cool.
And John Lum, now in the Devin Allman Project. So he's doing really well. Touring around the country with Devin Allman. And
Nate, the River Kittens bass player, he also is doing, I think he's running sound for Devin Allman or something like that. He's also going to be on the road with John.
Nice.
So they're touring at the same time. Mm-hmm. It is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very exciting stuff. What I got to play at the Fillmore and stuff. I did a big party over there in celebration of Greg and everything and all this. Mm-hmm. That's some pretty awesome stuff he's getting to do.
He's so impressive.
Yeah.
He's just great guy, great drummer.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun to see the solo band debut. And is this something you've been working on for a while, writing original songs?
I guess so. We have basically So this show is actually a promotional show, I feel like, for the album that I'm recording at Gaslight as well. I don't think it's going to be ready by any means during the show, but hopefully it'll get the hype, you know, going. And the songs that I'm going to have on this album range from the first song that I ever wrote, like, you know, like first legit song that I ever wrote, to songs that were rejected by the River Kittens, to songs that were after that, that I was like, oh, not every single one of my songs I have to submit to the River Kittens. And then I just started, you know, having those. So it's a mixture of all of those. I think some of it sounds a bit like the River Kittens, some of it doesn't. But I think like that could just be the phase of songwriting that I'm in. Like, that's what I sound like.
Well, you wrote so many of those songs. Like,
yeah, the first song.
The beginning, yeah, of River Kittens. You're in my living room right over there. And laying down on your back on my couch, playing all these amazing songs before you even got River Kittens together. Not, well, I'm just saying, you just, all, some of those songs, like the one you just released, with that video.
Oh yeah, the Tell Me More. That, yeah, see, that Tell was the Me first, More. That was the first song.
And I love that song. It's amazing, yeah.
So it's hard to say, like, if I actually sound like that folk Americana, like River Kitten style, or not.
Right.
I don't know. Like, yeah, that's just what I'm used to doing in the recording studio, is like doing it like that. I don't know. So I'm not done, so we'll see what happens.
Right.
What it evolves into. But the songs are really fun. There's a song about killing someone. Which is always fun.
Always.
I was thinking to myself the other day, like, wouldn't it have been so awesome if I could have written Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah.
Like, I would totally write that song.
You wrote Trouble instead.
Trouble. Yeah.
We don't promote violence, no. And we don't hate men.
We just sang about it.
We just sing about it. We just sing really well about
Leave
it.
Leave me out of this.
We just fantasize about it. That's it.
So what, Lisa, are you playing with a band as well? Or?
I am. I have some amazing humans in the band backing me up. They are some of the boys of, or men, or males, or whoever, of Junior Clooney, which is an amazing group. They're amazing. If you guys haven't heard of them, check them out. But yeah, they're just really enthusiastic, beautiful, amazing humans, and they just...
They do you right.
Yeah, they're just, like, there for me, and they are open, and they... It just happened so easily. But yeah, I still play solo every once in a while. It is way better with a band, backing you up, kind of supporting your new sound. So yeah.
Yeah.
Junior Clooney.
You said new sound. Is that, are you?
Yeah, it's, I feel like my new sound, I definitely feel like I'm, maybe it's not a new sound as much as it's just different.
I think you're broadening your sound because it still sounds like you.
Oh, good. Well, that's
like
good.
Tunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just broadening, you know, the horizons a bit.
Yeah. And I feel a difference. It's a lot of electric guitar in this newer album.
I would still
we're doing.
Say electro folk too. Like,
cool.
In a way.
But, I need to hold on to that.
Yeah, like indie too. You know, like indie rock. I love your new songs.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Oh, well, hey, thanks. That's how I feel about you. Ugh. Love you.
Love you, Mama.
I was listening to, I guess it was a 2016 release on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
There, I was listening to that on the way over, just kind of getting the right frame of mind, and it was awesome. Like, it was very, it's very relaxing and peaceful, and just like when I walked in the door of your home here, it's the same vibe, like just very mellow, and I like it. So it's that sounded really great. So I'd be interested to hear some with the new direction, how,
yeah,
or with the, you know, like you're saying, how the sound has evolved.
Yeah.
Is our when are those these new songs coming out?
Well, I am telling Tim, who recorded my last album.
Who's Tim? Yeah,
Tim Gebauer. Oh, you've never heard of him. He recorded River Kitten's first album, first and only, right? Right? I'm asking.
First and only.
Like, if I didn't know about a second release, I would have just probably come over there and kissed you right on your cheek and said, why didn't you tell me about that? But anyway, Tim Gebauer, he has a studio on Wisconsin in Cherokee called Electropolis. He recorded Ali's first album. He does a lot of work, a lot of cool videos, and really beautiful person.
His Vimeo page is lit.
Yeah, he's a beautiful person. He and I work together, and we're working on this new album. I told him it's a summer album. I feel like I want to listen to this in the summer. And I want people to listen to it in the summer.
That's why your boys play those, like, surf rock guitars.
Yeah. See?
So fun.
They're, like, just surfer boys. No, but
they're just, like, no-co surfer
boys. They, like, don't have a brand. I'm just kidding. Guys, I'm kidding. But they have the biggest brains. But I... Yeah, I'm hoping, like, before summer or during the summer. I would love to do that. I just gotta focus. You know what I mean? It can be hard. I'm trying.
Yeah.
How many songs do you think?
Well, you know, everyone's like, are you doing a full... Or whatever that even means. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. I think seven songs is a lot.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, I feel like when albums get too long, it's like,
yeah.
So I want it to be, you know, 10, 11, 12 songs. That'd be cool. But I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll see. Stay tuned.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously the discussion comes up a lot on the show with debating on a record or an EP or whatever it is, or singles even.
Like, it's all the same.
Yeah. Like, I feel like EPs are a cool way to go. Like, mm-hmm. just... Maybe, you know, you could even do two EPs or whatever instead of that. It also keeps engaged more often, you know, instead of, like, waiting a year or two or whatever it is for a record. Like, you can get multiple. Yeah, so keeping my... And then, like, how, even Ali, how you're saying writing this record, how you evolve as an artist and how sometimes some of these songs reflect a different part of, you know, who you were and stuff. And, but I feel like if you put out an EP with a couple of songs at a time, like, you can always, this is who I am at this time, and, you know, the next one.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, this is who I am at this time. Right. That is so, that's why I love short things. And you can, I wish it was more common to just release a bunch of short things.
You know, you're like, look at D-Dawg, you know, like, they used to be so, you know, like, you're listening to a tape. Or, you know what I mean, like a cassette tape. They've changed so much a lot, you know. But that's fortunately for us, they just recorded every single, or hopefully every single track that they, you know, kind of evolved into psychedelic swamp.
And, I love that.
You know
that
what I mean?
Shit.
Like, that's just what they were feeling at that time.
Yeah.
But it's like 14 songs. That's cool. That's what they're lucky.
Shorter the better.
What is that, that group, King Lizard and... or
King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard.
Oh, I just heard of them.
They're great.
They released like 5 records this year or something.
Yeah, they're amazing. A lot. They're great. Like,
so you can go that route too. You can just release, like, you know, 60 songs a year and...
Oh, do they kind of have like a Wolfpack feel to them? Is that
what I'm... Well, they're just all over the place. Like, my favorite album, I think, I'm pretending like I'm just thinking about it, but really, I'm actually...
She's not
looking
on her phone.
Look, I'm not on my phone. Paper Mache, Dream Balloon.
That's a good that one.
You guys, that's a good one.
All right, also, we'll sing along now, right?
I'm In Your Mind Fuzz is good, too. Just saying.
Yeah.
And I got that from my brain, not from my phone.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
It just takes a minute.
I retain information very well. Trust me.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, you two did do a duet here for the show, a song called Out of Control.
All right.
Anything around this song you guys want to share? Is this, I mean, this is one of your songs, Lisa, right?
Yeah, that is. It is one of my songs. It's kind of half, well, it's just, you know, made up exactly how all my songs are made up. Mumbles.
It's one of my favorites.
I mean, matching your mumbles. Yeah, thanks. Oh, thanks.
It's one of the original, like OG.
Original.
Original O.
G.
G. O G G. Lipons.
Yeah.
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 You're saying that, is this something that happens often, you two sing these songs together?
We try to.
It's our duo.
All right.
It's our duo, and it's called
Check About This. It's like, check about this. I know my friend's songs.
Guys, check about, and sometimes you could say, hey, happy Monday. Check about this. What do you think about muzzles on a dog? And then we have our episode, Check About This. So it's like, yes, it's a duo, but it's also episodes of fake news, fake topics, yeah, fake polls. Yeah. We've been doing this for a while. Our friend Gabe, shout out to Gabe,
bought
a website called checkaboutthis.com I'm just going to go ahead and say for me and Allie, because it was our idea. Check About This.
Yeah.
Is, well,
he was like, hey, that's catchy.
Idea. Exactly.
So he bought it, and then...
Now it's kind of worth some money. It is, isn't it?
It is worth money.
It's worth money. So when your friends say, say, Allie Vogler, Lisa Houdet, Lapons, Allie Vogler, Riverkins, you can say, do you know they're rich? Because they have a website called checkaboutthis.com.
And then you go to the website, Check About This,
And there is none right now. We just have the domain.
Oh, right.
But we're working on it. Anyway.
It'll be like the first thing that pops up is our duo music video. Check about this! And it's a rap song.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
To all of this.
It's like an old 80s rap song.
It's an old 80s rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check about this! Yeah.
Yeah. Something we already have it written.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, the song's called Out of Control. That's pretty much where we got to out of that story, right?
Yeah. Out of control. It's called out of control. You can't say out of control. It's out of.
Out
of.
Out of.
Out of.
Like the river out of.
Like straight out of.
Control.
Control.
Like us right now. Too much stuff.
Is there, are we going to see any of that on the 30th?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we're going to do it together. We're going to have a duo.
What is a show without a huge jam session at the end?
Yeah.
I hope nobody gets mad about that.
We're going to do that song that you just heard.
And possibly, you know.
And definitely
whatever more. We both have mama songs, so we're probably going to do those.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a flashback. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. I think that would be really cool to see everybody up there jamming, and including the Bernie sisters, and get some 4 or 5 piece harmony going and stuff.
Yeah, actually, I think JB was talking about doing a Fleetwood Mac song.
Oh man, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see. Sean Cannon did his Fleetwood Mac show a little while back, and it was pretty awesome.
I live streamed that because I was in Arkansas.
Yeah, he had Cara Louise, Hillary Fitz, Carrie Liston, and all these ladies are up there on stage. And Maddie, of course, and they're all up on stage singing at the same time doing like the chain and stuff, and it was just awesome. It was such a
cool. Them are some mamas, them too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Bo Mamas.
Yeah. Is that? This is something. Obviously, we have a lot of female artists in town. A lot of mamas. Is this something we want to keep become a series or something?
Well, series of shows if you want. Let's keep it a hashtag.
Yeah.
Keep it going. I would just, like, you know how you're on your Insta and you're just like, you know, STL music scene, hashtag STL, hashtag music. Go ahead and hashtag.
I need to start using hashtags, don't I?
I do too.
Boy, does it just get
you
somewhere.
I'm kind of just learning, you know.
I do it as a joke all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll do it after. Like, I'll say hot dogs, hashtag. Or, I don't know why I used that, but... God, why would I use that? I don't eat
for the record. For the record, is a strict vegan.
I'm not actually, guys. I've been blowing it since August. I'll have some cheese, man. I'll dabble in it, but guess what?
Tell me about it.
God, it's freaking hard. Not to get off track, but I would like to say, after I've lived a little and had a couple scallops, yes, this is public news now. You guys can gossip all you want. I'm only human.
Did Ponzi ate scallops?
I did. Good. Do I regret it? No, it was February 9th, 2018, my birthday. I went to Vicia.
Yeah.
It is well-sourced. I trust them.
Okay, good.
And it was fantastic. And I did tell them I was sorry before I ate them. But anyway, I've been doing better. I got off the cheese. I fell off Cheese Mountain, as Rachel Mitz would say, my best friend. I toppled down that mountain, but I am back. I climbed the mountain and I turned around. And I am back to being vegan minus my chicken's eggs, so you can say I'm not vegan, but fuck off.
Well,
how about that? How about just fuck off? Thanks.
Well, don't like some vegans not even like do honey because that's
vegan. Real vegan, but God, I just like saying the word to just tick people off. Anyway.
So political in here.
Let's pipe it down and just zen out and look at these plants.
I'm totally vegan right now.
You are. You're drinking vegan Baileys. It's actually just almond milk Baileys, but that's another word for vegan. Let me just plant my vegan words.
Gluten-free.
Oh my god.
Too. I'm gluten-free and vegan.
Gluten-free hashtag. Vegan hashtag.
Don't ask me about my sugar.
Don't ask me. Don't ask Neil C. Luke either. Girl Scout cookies. All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
God bless him. All right.
I can go for some Girl Scout cookies right about now.
Me too.
Yes. Okay, favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Thin Mints. Because it's the only one.
Okay.
It's the only one.
It's the only vegan one?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes. According to, again, I'll reference his name, Neil C. Luke, said, Thin Mints are the only ones. And I believe that's true. Doesn't matter. This isn't about me anymore.
What about you?
I mean, they're all pretty good. I like Samoas.
Those are my favorite.
And Tagalongs.
What are those?
Peanut butter ones.
Oh. Those are so... you don't even get it.
I don't even get it.
Thin Mints. Man, I used to eat too many of those. I would get sick.
You put Thin Mints in the freezer?
No, I do not. That is not something I'm into. Sue me! Sue me. Do
good.
It.
It's good.
Go to checkaboutthis.com. We'll take a poll.
Okay.
We need to make that happen. We need to... Before this podcast airs, we should make check about this with our Girl Scout cookie poll.
Yeah, I agree.
Needs to happen.
All right, we're going to do it, I think.
Team Allie and Shane, we're on the same team, obviously.
I'm always the outsider, so namaste. That was a joke. I don't ever say that. Unless it's a joke. I'm really digging a hole over here. Already blown it.
So hashtag cute. Hot dogs.
Hashtag. Oh wait, hot dogs. Hashtag.
Oh
just
yeah.
Drinking this out of the bottle.
You gotta just drink it.
I am.
You know, Steve's Hot Dogs does have a veggie dog, so you can.
You if can, I'm feeling bad.
Yeah.
Steve.
I love that place.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not a hot dog person. I like brats, but I stopped eating pork and beef.
Yeah.
You did?
Well, I was going to say he does have burgers too now, but...
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, ground beef is out.
Hear that, everybody? I'm just kidding.
So we have the March 30th Mo Mama show at Off-Broadway, but you two have some other solo dates coming up, you said? Or something like that?
I do. I frequent Seven in Belleville quite often. It's like a sushi place. It's a nice bar. I'll be there on March 10th from 9 to midnight. It's a fun little place. I just, you know, bring my little amp, set it up. And then I'm playing at a place, it's a brewery in Missouri. It's called Point Labity Brewery.
Yeah. Mm.
It's really fun. Their beer is really good. I love the whole atmosphere out there. It's very like a, you know, country atmosphere, and the brewery is kind of like in a barn. It's like the same It's like the same material as one of those arch cabins.
Nice.
That, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I just like that stuff. Anyway, it's fun. It's open. I think they're gonna have fun. Yeah, solo gigs, but that's just me without a band.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Just doing what I can to get by.
Doing what I can, like a chicken in a pan.
Those are my money gigs.
Yeah, well, very cool. And you can, have you set up, have you set up anything for your solo music yet, for as far as, social media or anything yet?
I do have a solo artist page. Yeah, I need to get to clicking and get people invited to like that page. I've just had it for so long, and I was going through the like thing of wondering like, well, should I do a AV and the Dirty Detail page, or like should we just keep it just the Ali Vogler page?
Keep it Ali Vogler.
Yeah. Because I might have a revolving door of musicians, so.
Totally.
Anyways. Okay. Well, that solves that.
Yeah.
So just go like the Ali Vogler page, and then my shows are posted up there, and
solo. We don't gotta be solo. It's hell on earth and the city's on fire. Anyway,
hell is heaven.
That's a Frank Ocean song. Real quick, just to drop it, unless there's no way this is getting aired before this show, I have a show at Schlafly Tap Room. Solo. Oh,
yes.
Solo. On, oh my gosh, is it the third? Yes.
Yep. Thanks, Shane.
It is the third. And now, oh my gosh.
Mammoth Piano.
That's correct.
Cool.
But there's another, listen, I need to access my, I should have had notes like Ali Vogler, but I don't. It's at the Schlafly Tap Room. And I'm going to be playing solo, and it'll be a great, great night. And
that's a fun place to play.
Yeah. I've never played there, but I've been to a show there, and that's also fun too.
It's very
well, that looks like fun for real. I'd also like for everyone to know that Neil C. Luke got us Jack White tickets, and I'm going to see Jack White, and
that's amazing.
Probably the last you'll ever hear of me.
Bagheera, that's what it, okay,
oh,
I'm
Bagheera!
Sorry. Yes. That, is that your little phone?
That is my
phone. Did I pronounce it wrong? I did. It doesn't matter. The point is, I remembered. Anyway, Jack White.
Neil really wants to be part of this podcast.
Sorry, Neil.
He told me he just bought me ice cream.
Ugh.
And then I need to bring him Taco Bell.
Well, those are the orders.
He's going to teach me how to play video games when I get home.
Taco Bell ice cream and learning how to play video games.
We're also gonna dab. If that changes anything.
Doesn't.
I just want a new way to smoke weed, and it's like melting my brain.
I used to do that, and then, well, that was when I had very high tolerance. Now I have low tolerance. I just have one hit, and I'm here. I am. Here I am up here in space.
We had no lighter, but we did use a candle. That's fine.
Yeah, there's still lit over there. That's on fine. The fireplace.
We're still lit over here, so
exactly. There's lit in all the right places.
It works out.
You know. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, Mom. Sorry. Yeah. These mamas are sorry mamas.
Yeah.
Gonna write another song about mama.
Third one.
Well, very cool. Well, I'm excited. Like I said, this is gonna be a real fun night over there at Off Broadway on March 30th. You can come see Ali and LaPons and the Bernie sisters, and it's we said advance tickets for $10.
Yes, tickets $10. There is a Facebook page for it, and you can get tickets through that. It's in the details.
Yeah,
it's like e-tickets.
And everything also at offbroadwaystl.com. You can get a link there too. And all of it available. And come on out to Off Broadway. It's gonna be a great time.
See some mo mamas.
Yeah. And keep a lookout for Ali Vogler record. From Gaslight, coming soon.
Yes.
And possibly an EP, single, or full length from LaPons. You never know. It'll be a surprise.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, this is just fun times for St. Louis music. There's a lot of cool stuff happening right
Another poll we could possibly take is the name of the album, since I'm still, I know.
Oh, man,
I'm in between a track from the album called Soaking Wet, which I think could be a good, like, first song as soon as you pop it in.
Oh, my God! All right! Rock and roll. Right.
Maybe it's not a poll. Maybe that's just what it's going to be. I really can't think of anything else. I didn't have a plan B.
Soaking so wet, hashtag.
That's my only idea.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. This is it.
I can't wait to listen back to this.
I know. Oh my god.
What do you do?
Yeah, same here. I almost knocked over my boss.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, yeah.
Is this the conclusion?
I think
that's it.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. It's a door sign. I can't remember the rest of it. It's called This Is the End.
Oh, I've got a good one. Got a good one.
Oh, I thought you meant this.
It's a... Be kind to your fine feathered friends, for a duck might be somebody's mother. Be kind to your friends in the swamp, for the weather is always damp. Well, you may think that this is the end, 'cause it is.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.